Hello again, and welcome back to Britain Under the Microscope. 欢迎你回到闲话英文。Hello, Alan.
Hello, everybody.
So last time when we were talking, I remember you just got back from the UK, right?
Yes.
I never really asked you, did you do anything fun with your family when you were in London?
Yes, I went up to the West End, and I went to the theatre.
You went to the theatre? Do you mean you saw a show or watched a film?
I went to see a show. It's important to remember that in British English, we don't say movie theatre. That's an American English expression.
Mm.
We always say the cinema. So we see a film at a cinema, but we go to see a show at a theatre.
That is one difference between American English and British English,、
mm-hmm.
and a lot of you are asking. In American English, when you say a movie theatre, you mean a place where you can watchA film, a movie.、
Mm.
美国的电影院叫 movie theater. But in Britain, if you want to see a movie, you go to the cinema and you go to the theater、
mm-hmm.
to see a show.、
Mm-hmm.
So you mentioned you went to the West End.
Yes.
I think most Chinese have heard of Broadway in New York. 大家可能都听过美国纽约的百老汇 You know Broadway is a theater land.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, in London, there's equally famous, if not more famous, theatre land called the West End. 伦敦西区
Yes, it's a very small area of London, and this is what we call theatre land, London's theatre land, where all the most famous theatres are.
How many theatres are there?
It depends how you count them. About 100 or so.
100?Wow, I remember I went to the West End quite frequently,、
mm-hmm.
and there were just so many theatres. For those of you who have never been in London, it's difficult to imagine that. It's literally one theatre after another.
Yeah, you can walk down some streets in the West End, and a very small street, and there's about 5 or 6 theatres on that street.
And this is also why people talk about going to the West End.
Yes.
So, what kind of shows can you see in the West End?
At the moment, in the West End, the most popular type of show is a musical.
A musical? 音乐剧 Is it like Cats?
Yes.
So musical is one of my favorite types of shows.、
Mm-hmm.
Apart from musical, what else?
You can see operas.
歌剧 And?
And, of course, you can see plays as、mm. well.
In China, usually a show at the theatre would be on for a few months, sometimes even shorter. What about in the UK?
Well, some shows are not very good, so sometimes they only last for maybe 6 months. But about 2-3 years is normal.
2-3 years?、
Mm-hmm.
I noticed one thing when I was there. Usually one theatre only has one show on.For months or even years.
Yeah, that's because London theatres tend to be quite small.、
Mm-hmm.
And actually, there is one famous play, The Mousetrap, by Agatha Christie.
Agatha Christie was the one who wrote Murder on the Orient Express, Death on the Nile. 阿加莎·克里斯蒂也就是写《尼罗河上的惨案》《东方快车谋杀案》的那个推理小说女王。And she has a very famous play called The Mousetrap.
Yes, and The Mousetrap in this one theatre has been showing since 1952.
1952, wow. I actually went to see The Mousetrap. I never realised it has been on for so long.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's amazing that people still wanted to go back to see it, even though they know exactly what happened. And another very popular show, a musical that most Chinese know of, is the musical Cats. 猫这部音乐剧 itAlso was on in the West End for a very long period of time, wasn't it?
Cats was running for 21 years.
21 years? How many performances?
Ooh, close to 9,000.
9,000 performances, and all in one theatre.
All in one theatre, all showing one show.
So when you are going to the theatre, obviously you choose seats.、
Mm-hmm.
And this is quite confusing for people who haven't been to theatres in the West End.
Mm-hmm.
I remember seeing stalls, dress circle, royal circle, upper circle, 那个座位会分成不同的区，有 stalls, dress circle, royal circle 和 upper circle.
Yep, so the stalls, they're at the bottom.、
Mm-hmm.
Then you have the dress circle.、
Mm-hmm.
It's called a dress circle because it's a little bit more expensive.
I remember dress circle being quite expensive, and、mm-hmm. some parts of the stalls are also expensive.
Yeah. So also Royal Circle as well, then Upper Circle. But in the West End, you can also buy very cheap tickets. And we call that sitting in the gods.
Sitting in the gods. Does that mean you're sitting so high up you can't see the stage? You're actually with the gods?
Pretty much, but you can still see a bit of the stage.
Actually, like Anlan just mentioned, you can buy cheap tickets. Usually the tickets are quite expensive, isn't it, going to a West End show?
Depends where you sit, but generally it's about 50 or 70 pounds.
50 or 70 pounds. 那么差不多也得要400到600块人民币。It can get quite expensive, but for those of you who will travel to London in the future, you can also get cheaper tickets either online on some websites.
Or there are little places all around the West End selling discount tickets. And these tickets are normally remainders.
They're leftover.
They're leftover tickets. So you can buy them from about 3 o'clock in the afternoon before the performance at 7 o'clock in the evening.
So on the day of the performance, 当天的余票呢也可以在西区有一些专门卖这种折价票的小票亭能买到。You usually can see people lining up for it.
Yeah, especially tourists. If you don't mind which show you want to see, it's a bit of luck. Sometimes you might get a show that you like, other times a show that you might not like.
Oh, part of the travelling experience.
Absolutely.
So let's turn to the history of West End. London has always been famous for theatres, hasn't it?
Yes, ever since the 16th and 17th century.
That's Shakespeare's period.
And that's where the theatres started. Shakespeare showed many of his plays at the Globe Theatre.
莎士比亚的环球剧场。That's on the southern bank of the River Thames. 在泰晤士河南岸。
Yes, back then, theatres were quite dangerous, loud places with lots of crime. So they didn't want them in the city. They wanted them on the outskirts in an area called Southwark.
So back then, the theatre was on the other side of the city, essentially.
Yeah.
那现在你到伦敦还可以看到这个环球剧场，当然是后来重建的环球剧场，在泰晤士南岸。So if you're into Shakespeare, 如果喜欢莎士比亚的剧的话， it's always a good experience to go to the Globe Theatre.
Absolutely. And for the Globe Theatre, you can buy a £5 ticket, but...
£5?
Yeah, £5. But you have to stand up and there is no roof. So if it rains, then you get wet.
Can you hold an umbrella?
No.
Okay, that sounds very English, to watch a show in the rain.
That's why Shakespeare's Globe is closed in the winter. It's only opened in the summer.
Because it's too cold.
It's too cold and there's no roof.
But now you can still see Shakespeare's play in the Globe.
Yeah, it's a great experience.
So, next time you're in London. Now moving on to some of the expressions...Theatre, since it has such a huge influence on the English language, there are some really interesting idioms relating to the theatre. Anlan, can you share some of these with us?
Well, people in the theatre are very superstitious.
Superstitious, so they believe in supernatural powers.
Yes.
就比较迷信啦。
So, for example, it's bad luck to say good luck to an actor.
Hang on a minute, that sounds really complex. 好像非常的绕口。It's bad luck to say good luck.
Yes.
就是不能说好运。
Yes.
And what do you say then?
Normally you would say break a leg.
You would say break a leg. 断条腿。
Yes.
To wish them good luck?
It doesn't mean leg as in the leg on your body. A leg is, it's a handle, it's a lever for raising the curtain. So it means the audience want to see you again and again so many times that it actually breaks the leg.
So break a leg essentially is what you say to someone before a big performance or something very important now.
Yeah.
Can we now say things, for example, before a big exam? Can we say break a leg?
It's mostly used in theatre, but you can say it in these type of occasions.
To say break a leg, to mean good luck.
Yes.
Especially for performance. Any other idioms?
Yes. You can say to be in the limelight.
To be in the limelight. Limelight are the old theatre lights, aren't they?
Yes. Lime is a type of stone, and is actually quite dangerous. Lots of theatres used to burn down because it burns so quickly.
所以 limelight 实际上是原来那种老式的舞台灯光，也是用石灰打的老式的灯光。 So in the limelight, what does it mean now?
To be in the limelight means that everyone is focused on you.
Everyone is focused on you. 就好像成为舞台的中心。 成为所有人关注的重点。 To be in the limelight.
Yes.
So a lot of the celebrities、mm-hmm. are in the limelight.
Absolutely. And sometimes you can say to steal the limelight or to steal the show.
To steal the limelight, to steal the show, meaning to steal attention.
Yes, that means to get the most attention, the most praise.、Mm-hmm. And we normally use it in a quite negative way.
To steal someone's limelight is not something very nice, is it?
No. Well, there's time for one more.We can say, get the show on the road.
To get the show on the road. And what does that mean?
That means to start something, to put a plan into action.
Essentially, to start a show.
Yes.
To start your plan. So, for example, can we say, before starting your presentation, 比如说在做一个大的演讲之前, let's get the show on the road.
Yeah, let's get the show on the road. Let's get this show on the road. It's quite a common phrase.
Great. Now, more and more Chinese are traveling to other countries.、Mm-hmm. Many of them will go to London for a trip. So would you recommend that they go see a show in the West End?
Definitely. It's absolutely brilliant.
It's just such an experience, isn't it?
It's such a London experience.、Mm. But I would say if you feel that your English is not high enough level、mm. for a show, I would say...Go and see a musical.
A musical.
Yeah, the plots, the stories are very simple、mm. and it's mostly singing. And it's quite easy to understand.
Let alone that it has a lot of catchy show tunes.
Yeah, some of the show tunes from Phantom of the Opera, Cats, they're now world famous.、Mm. So a lot of the tunes you probably recognise.
So that was the episode on going to the theatre.Going to the theatre in London. If you have a chance to go to London, don't miss out on the theatre experience.
And don't forget to try and find some cheap tickets as well.
Let us know your experience. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye-bye, everyone.